We are in Meretz Hashem continuing today in Shara Bitachon, and we are going to finish the fifth chapter, Perek Hey, today in Meretz Hashem. So remember again, the Mechaber is going through the seven differences between a person who has Bitachon, a sense of trust and security in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically in the realm of Parnasa, livelihood, versus someone who does not have Bitachon. So number seven, Vashvi, Kibotech Belokim, Lo Ye'aval Bihimana Bakashav, Lo Bipakir Ahuv. Seventh difference is a person who has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, will not be worried if his request is denied or if he loses that which is beloved or special to him. Meaning what? Velo yetzar hanimsa. He doesn't hoard his possessions. And the truth is, he's not really worried with having any more than what he needs for the current day. So he's not worried about tomorrow. For he does not know when his end will come. So what's interesting is as follows. In this seventh distinction here, so what he's saying is as follows, that a person who has bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not worried if he might have something, he might possess something now, and if he loses it, he doesn't get worried because he recognizes that his success or future simcha is not dependent on that particular thing he possesses. Rather, it's dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's also not worried about having all his stuff that he needs until the end of his life, right? Rather, again, he recognizes just in general the temporal and fickle nature of life, how much everything could change. So his focus is on having what he needs for today. So again, you know, in all of these things, it's not the Mechaber. I don't think the Mechaber is trying to say that a person who has bitachon doesn't think about the future. That's not what he's saying. He's saying rather, a person who has bitachon doesn't become over-obsessed with the future. So often, whether we recognize it or not, we become obsessed with the future and the inability to predict the future, that it just engenders a sense of present insecurity. But the person who has bitachon says, you know what, I have what I need now, and that's enough to give me a sense of life security. Just as he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lengthen his life, right? In other words, that tomorrow, do I have a guarantee that I have it tomorrow? No, but I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me tomorrow of life. So too, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide me with my livelihood for later on. He doesn't rejoice in the anticipation of good fortune that he expects in his future, nor does he worry about not having what he needs in the future. Essentially, it's incredible. Essentially, the person with bitachon is focused on the present because he recognizes that no one knows what the future holds. But I put my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Ribono Shel Olam is going to choreograph my future, that it's going to be okay. And so it doesn't pay to kind of become preoccupied with that. Instead, my focus should be on the present. Kimo Shamar HaKosov, Al Tishalo Biyom Machar, Kilo Seidem HaYeled Yom. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day will bring. Don't worry about tomorrow's trouble, because you don't know what's going to happen today. Because tomorrow will come, and you may no longer be here. And it turns out that you worried about a world that was not yours. Such an incredible idea, that the person who has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizes that the Ribono Shel Olam choreographs and quarterbacks everything, recognizes that it is an exercise in futility to worry about the future, because to worry about the future presupposes that you have some control over that future. But the only thing I really have control over is how I spend my present moment. That's it. That's the entirety of what I control. And the person who has bitachon therefore says, you know what, everything is good now. I have what I need now. I have my parnasa now. That's enough. That's enough. Of course, I'm going to ultimately think about the future when it comes, but to become preoccupied with the future is just a waste of mental and spiritual energy. About the agaso ve'evlo, amashu mekatzer b'michovas habore, umeshtad lefro amashu chalefro amehem b'nistaro. So what do I worry about? The person with bitachon worries about, ultimately, fulfilling his obligations towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I really want to make sure of is at the end of the day, am I doing what I need to do by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I good by God? Am I fulfilling all of my obligations? both what he calls the external mitzvahs, as well as what we'll call the internal mitzvahs, the chavos halavavos. So because what am I concerned of? I'm concerned that I know one day I'm going to die. I know one day that I'm going to leave this world, and I'm going to have to make an accounting and face judgment for how I lived. And I'm nervous, chas v'shalom, if death occurs suddenly, and I didn't have a chance to take care of all of the things I needed to take care of. He says, Yosef lo ishtadlos oz rizos lahachin seda lachariso, v'lo yargish hamash yazmi le'olam hazeh. So my focus, really what I'm preoccupied and worried about is, am I prepared to meet my maker when I leave this world? I just want to make sure that I don't leave this world with any unfinished business. V'masha omru v'shuv yom echalef ne misasecha, as the mission of it says, do tshuva, repent, one day before you die. The obvious question. So remember again, how do you know the day that you're going to die? Exactly. Repent today, lest you die tomorrow. And this way it turns out that all of your days are spent in a state of tshuva. Now the truth is, people often understand this statement erroneously, that it's like a morose, depressing statement. It's not, it's the most incredible thing. What that statement does is, that statement allows you to live life with incredible and dramatic vision, direction, and impact. What it says is, what I worry about is leaving this world not having accomplished all of the things I'm capable of accomplishing. And therefore, again, I want to go ahead and make sure that I do everything I need to do. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about the money, because the money comes from Hashem. All right, I have to put in my effort, but ultimately the Ribono Shel Olam will choreograph all of that. What I worry about is making sure that any obligations I have are fulfilled. As the Pasuk says, at all times your garments should be white. At all times your garments should be white, meaning always be in a state of preparedness for whatever life will bring your way. Be in a state of spiritual preparedness. Va'asher, enenu botech belokim, yir be'evlo lahasmadas pegai ha'olam alof, v'yifkod ohava, v'imnu mimena bakashosav. So remember, this is the opposite now. So now, conversely, a person who doesn't have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be greatly pained due to the constant troubles that befall him, the loss of friends, and having his request denied. And what's going to happen? So ultimately, again, he saves up a great fortune in this world for himself. So he thinks that ultimately, again, as long as I amass all of the gashmius, all of the fortune I need, I'll go ahead and I'll have no worries. And he focuses on the acquisition of wealth, the acquisition of materialism, as if he's going to live forever. And as a result, his entire fixation is providing himself with security in this world, but gives no thought to what the world to come is going to bring. He doesn't pay attention to his observance of Torah, and ultimately, again, how much he's preparing himself spiritually in this world and the world to come. And because he just assumes that he's going to live a long life in this world, his entire focus is on meeting the desires and wants and pleasures of this world. I want to be clear, the Mechaber is not even necessarily talking about sinful behavior, right? This might be a person who's not even committing an Avera at all, but rather it's a question of focus. What is my focus on? So the person who doesn't have bitachon ultimately, again, assumes that, okay, there's a hyper-focus on material comfort. There's a hyper-focus on providing for my parnasa. And that becomes the be-all, end-all of life. So a person is preoccupied with amassing the necessary wealth he needs in order to live in this world. And he doesn't give any thought to the fact that life is temporal. He doesn't know how much time he has here. His whole focus is on this world and doesn't sufficiently prepare himself for the world to come. So ultimately, again, it's literally translated also the cause for his decreased desire for spiritual matters. So again, we're not even talking about a person who's chas v'shalom committing averus. We are talking about a situation of just a person who has diffused focus. Singular focus on the wrong thing. My entire focus and my entire emphasis is on taking care of my physical needs without giving any regard or proper attention to preparation of or to cultivation of my spiritual identity. V'asher v'kasher yochichenu mochiach birenu mora v'yomer lo ad masi atam misali mechasho b'tzedascha v'inyoni b'ispoh adecha. And if someone tries to point out to this person, and they say to him, you know what, hey, literally translated, how long are you going to be unconcerned with your provisions for the world to come? In other words, how long are you just going to pay attention to your physical needs without going ahead and thinking about your spiritual ones? So the person has an answer for that. What is the answer? Yomar ad shile dai parnasasi v'sipuki l'chol asher iti mi'isha ubonim ad sof yamenu. So this individual will respond, listen, of course I care about spirituality, but before I just care about the soul, I have to make sure that I have enough money for myself, for my wife, for my children, to last for as long as we need, for our entire lives. Once I have that, then tanuach nafshi mida'agos ha'olam. Then, of course, I'm going to stop worrying about material stuff. And then once I have enough of my material needs taken care of, then, of course, I'll turn my attention to the spiritual ones. And this is the incredible part here. That's why when the Mechaber speaks about this individual who lacks bitachon, he's not talking about a person ultimately who's engaging in sinful behavior. He's referring to the difficult trap that so many of us fall in. Remember, we try to take responsibility for our parnas. We try to be responsible people. And often what ends up happening is all of our effort and all of our focus and all of our strength goes into providing for our parnasa. And sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we're not paying attention to the cultivation of our spiritual identity as well. So we're preparing everything, you know, for the material 401k, but my spiritual 401k, which is the entire identity that I have to build up so I have something to live off of in the world to come, the balance is very low. The balance is very low. And again, I rationalize this to myself by saying, okay, once I take care of my physical needs, after my material needs, after that, I'm definitely going to be attentive to my spiritual ones. The problem is that presupposes that you have some defined amount of time in this world to take care of your spiritual needs when you get around to it. But of course, we know not how much time we have in this world. So if we bring this together, this last and final distinction between a person who has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have bitachon, is the person who has bitachon will do what he has to do in order to provide for his parnasa. Because as we've established many times, a person has to put in the proper shtadlus, the proper effort. But he also recognizes that as important as that effort is for my physical needs, I must put in the requisite and necessary effort for the cultivation of my spiritual identity as well. And I recognize that at the end of the day, the only thing I can really focus on is the here and now. I can't lose myself and worry about the future because I don't control the future. I don't know the future. And you could plan as much as you want for a future, and the future you planned for may never materialize. As such, the person of Bitachon says, put in your ishtablis, put in your effort, but for today, but then ultimately make sure that you devote the lion's share of your energy to the cultivation of a spiritual identity. The person who doesn't have bitachon becomes focused, hyper-focused, on taking care of his physical needs now and for a future that he does not control. And often that hyper-focus on the spiritual, on material needs, often comes at the expense of the spiritual ones, and a person rationalizes it by saying, one day I'll get around to it. The challenge, dear friends, with saying one day you're going to get around to it is that presupposes that you'll have that one day. But we never know how much time we have in this world. And as such, again, the Mechaber quotes the Pasuk, Becholais you, Begadach Labanim, let your clothing be white at all times. Shuv yom echel ifnei sasecha, do tshuva one day before you die. It's such a chizik for us to be in a constant and perpetual state of spiritual readiness and preparedness. We know not what life throws our way. And as such, we should live our lives, not in a morose way, but in a beautiful chizuk way. We should live our lives in a way in which we are prepared to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu at any time he summons us home. A profound way to end this parak. That is the conclusion of parak. Shkoyach, everyone, and tomorrow, Miras Hashem, we begin the sixth chapter. Have a wonderful day.